Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Welcome to the Marriage and More Podcast with your hosts, Sterling and Soretta Smith, where they talk about love, life, marriage, and a whole lot more.
What's up, what's up, what's up? Welcome to Marriage and More with your host,
Sterling Smith.
And Soretta Smith. Well, we talk about love, life, marriage, and what, Sterling?
A whole lot more.
A whole lot more. And we are so excited. Thank you for taking time to tune into the show. We know you're busy. You got life going on, but we really appreciate it when you pause and you tune into the show. It means so much to Sterling and I. And we are extra excited.
Yes, we are.
Because we're starting our love series. Love. You love me, Sterling?
Yes, I love you.
You love me?
Yes, I love
you. Okay, he loved me, y'all. We starting our love series. And remember, we told you that we were going to be bringing on some couples that have really impacted our lives. They've modeled marriage before us. We've learned a lot from them. They've been there and walked with us through some difficult times, and people that we really love and admire and adore, and we want to share them with the rest of the world. We're going to let them tell you their love story, y'all. Yeah, we're going to get in their business just a little bit. And then they're going to give us some tips on how they have been able to sustain and have a happy, loving, and successful marriage. But before we get into that, as always, we want to give our disclaimer. What's our disclaimer, Sterling?
We are not licensed clinicians.
We are not licensed clinicians.
And a whole lot of other stuff.
And therapists and all that good stuff.
All that good stuff that means that we are experts at something.
But we are sharing, and God gave us this vision to share our story and be transparent and open with our life to help other couples see that you can have a happy, loving, and successful marriage. And so we're talking about our experiences, things that we've learned along the way, and we hope that this information, this knowledge, this wisdom, these nuggets, whatever you want to call it, will help you along your journey to have what we believe is attainable and sustainable and all that good stuff, a happy,
successful marriage.
Successful marriage. So today, I'm excited, Sterling.
Yes.
I know.
I can see it all in your face.
Right. So today we have our first couple in our love story series. And we met this couple. Well, actually, I met the wife. We were in the military. We were stationed in Germany. I had just gotten out of the army. Vashon was probably a year old.
Just turned one.
And I started working at the dental clinic there on the base.
1995.
Yeah, you're right. And I remember going to the job, and everybody was like, there's this lady. We call her the Holy Roller. You want to stay away from her. She walking around here with the Bible and talk about God all the time. You want to stay away from her. We just wanted to warn you and let you know. Now, I grew up in the church, so I mean, it wasn't like, you know, I was like, oh, my God. And so I ended up being placed with a dental assistant, because when you come in as a dental assistant, they assign you with somebody to kind of show you the ropes. And guess who the dental assistant was, Sterling, that they placed me with?
The Holy Roller.
The Holy Roller.
The Holy Roller.
The Holy, Holy Roller.
Holy of Holies.
Oh, my gosh. And this lady, guys, listen, y'all. This lady was like my mom, my big sister, my best friend. I mean, God put her in my life at a time like I was in crisis. Y'all, you already heard the story about how I was a hot mess and about to run Sterling crazy. And then her husband was deployed. And so then her husband came home. And he was like, where did you find this girl right here? And so we'll let them tell you a little bit more about the story. But this is how we met this couple. None other than Wayne and Sandra. Well, no, let me say that. Sandra and Wayne Bryant. Now, he would have me say Wayne and Sandra. That's our joke, y'all. Wayne and Sandra Bryant, all the way from, where are they? Brayton?
Tampa,
Florida. Welcome to the show, Wayne and Sandra. Big brother, big sister.
Thank you.
We're so glad to be here. I'm Sandra Bryant.
And I'm Wayne Bryant.
Tell the folks a little bit about yourself. Sandra, you go first.
Well, like Sarota said, I did meet her in Germany. Though me and Wayne have been married as of this month, February 23rd, 42 years.
Wow.
So, by the grace of God, it was nothing we did of ourselves, but God has kept us together. Of course, like we say, most marriages, there are ups and downs, but we're still here.
Wow, 42 years.
Yes. 42 years. And as Sandra said, it's the grace of God. And I want to make sure we understand, Serena, doing that introduction where you made mention about that holy roller. But at night, that holy roller, that garment, those garments come on.
No, he didn't.
Keep it real.
Hey, that's all right. The Bible says that the marriage bed is undefiled, okay?
Yes, Lord. And I just want to say this, that, you know, as the Bible say, that he that find up a wife, find up a good thing. And I want all of your guests to know that I had the least knowledge about God. I had the least knowledge about a woman. So that the audience know, I did not find Sandra. Sandra chased me down. She made me marry her. Say that now that I have an understanding about having favor with the Lord, when finding a good thing, that's the best thing that ever happened to me. And every year get better and sweeter by the moment. And let me tell you this right here. Even with 42 years, we are still under construction. We still have our ups and downs. And I hear Sandra say amen.
Well, I will confirm what Wayne said. I was the predator, so I.
Wow.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I ain't never heard this story before.
That's what's up. I like this. Come here. Roll with it.
Well, the thing is, I met Wayne at William Raines, in high school, 1976 or 77. I was loud and wild, but he saw something in me, and I definitely saw something in him. So I want to say, at least, yes. Either, because well, this is the thing, I would wait for Wayne each day he got off the city bus. He would come by, so I purposely made sure I was outside on my neighbor's brick fence waiting for Wayne. So each day he came by, and I never forget, we had started dating, but he thought one particular time that I was going to kiss him. So I got him, let him get as close to my nose and decided not to kiss him. Well, see, this is the thing. Wayne was, back in the day, best dressed in high school. So Wayne had a lot of female friends, so I had to be careful when it came to Wayne. So one night, Wayne stood me up. He stood me up for a date, so because I had just broken up with someone else. So Wayne stood me up because he said, best friend said, she's in love with that guy still. So Wayne didn't not come to see me. So I had on my, I know what I had on. I had a big red bush, a green sweater top, and blue jeans. I was ready for Wayne. He really missed out. missed out on, you know how I was back then. I was fast. So Wayne came to my job. I had a summer job. I came to my job the next day. Wayne had a blue Cougar. So Wayne came to my class where I was working, and I walked him back out to his car. So Wayne was sitting in the driver's seat. I turned like around to him, and I gave him a kiss before he left. Now, at that time, Wayne's emergency brakes was on. I did not notice the label. That kiss sealed and held Wayne all the way back to North Carolina. But guess what? All the way back to North Carolina, he had on his emergency brakes. So See, that's the kind of power I have.
Wayne, she rocked your world, man. She took you out of your game that bad. Oh, wow.
She was those kind of women with that red lipstick on, hot to try. I just wanted to have a good time, so.
But I understand.
I'm just so thankful that through the years, I think probably between 3 and 5 years was probably the most roughest time of our marriage. Yep, we did struggle to the point we was willing to, just about ready to throw in the towel and give it up. Yes. But I'm just so thankful we had a chance to speak with a wise person. Mm-hmm. And it was my father, after Sandra's mother told her, daughter, pack up and come on home. So we decided to call my father, and he made one general comment. We thought he was going to give us an hour's a lecture, but he made one general comment. He said, I want you guys to remember the day when you said, I do.
Wow.
And he phoned.
It's basic counseling. So,
and out of all of that came a baby, which was Wayne Jr.
Wow.
And what happened with all of that, we learned something about commitment.
Mm.
And a true commitment, until death do us apart, we will be together through thick and thin. And I tell you, Soretta and Sterling, and to the audience, every day I always try, and I try to become, for number one, a better me. Not trying to make Sandra a better her, but trying to improve on who I am. And I'm gonna let Sandra talk because this is my favorite subject. We can go all day on this one.
This is good stuff. This is good stuff. This is everything you're saying. This is good stuff. We want our listeners to hear this. So keep going. We're listening. We're on the edge of our seats. Keep going.
Well, you know how most couples are. The man will propose to the woman, but it was the opposite. That's why I say I was the predator. So I, like I said, I chased Wayne. I asked Wayne to marry me because he was E5, E4
somewhere
in the military.
Poor.
And, well, yeah, he was not poor, but so he got some type of
Reenlistment
bonus, $3,000. So I said, okay. So we took that $3,000, and you know, weddings today cost what, almost $20,000-$50,000. We took that $3,000, and we got married. But I did ask him to marry me. But he did have a chance to turn around during our 25th anniversary. I was ushering in church, standing on the wall. He's up front. I guess he had the order of service. So during that time, Wayne asked me to marry him in front of the whole congregation.
Oh,
so it was such a beautiful thing. And said, well, and so I said, yes, I'll marry you. You know, so he had his chance to turn around. So we are yet still here today. And I'm just grateful that we are. We were young. I was 18 and Wayne was 20.
Wow.
Excellent. Yeah, we was very young and had the faintest idea what marriage is all about. But I want to tell you, Soretta and Sterling, and to your audience, it taken many people over a period of time to help to develop us and coach us to become a great husband and wife. And one thing I learned over the years, I learned to love my way to a better marriage. And the more I show love towards Sandra, the more she replicate that same type of love back to me.
Absolutely.
And, one thing I would tell the audience, something that I learned early in life, and that was a simple acronym, and it's spelled, it's called TRUE, and it's spelled T-R-U-E. And basically it means to learn to trust one another, learn to respect one another, learn to understand each other, and express or encourage love each and every day. And that have been probably our driving force throughout these 42 years. And I tell you, they get better as the days go on. But I will tell you this, that every day is not always a good day. See, I may sound like a oxymoron when I say this. I love my wife, but that Sandra, my God, and they are the same person, but my wife, God command me to love my wife. And I study her, and I learn as much as I can about her. I know what she like. I know how to dress her. I know how to feed her. I know everything, at least the basics about her.
Well, let me say still something to the audience. Like I did say, we did get married 18 and 20. At one time, we did, the first 5 years, we did have a bump in the road. And we did get
some bumps.
But this first bump was a niche bump. Because, you know, I was in Germany then, Soretta. So I told Wayne, hey, you know what? I can stay in Germany because I'm making $500 every 2 weeks. So I can take care of myself, me and my daughter. And that's what I said. So, you can do what you want. I'm going to stay right here. So, but like I said, once we got those basic words of counseling, we took a trip. We went to Italy. And that's when we came back. I was pregnant with Wayne. So, through the church and the teachings that we have had received, that really helped us along. So we learned to hang around people that was not our age, but older people. So that's how we were able to mature. And our marriage stayed together. So I learned how to be, humble myself. That was back then now. How to humble myself. Hey, honey, what you think? What do you think I should do? But now things have changed. I'm a little outspoken now, you know. A little more outspoken. Well, this is what I think. Now, even though that you didn't ask, but this is what I think. So, you know, I give my opinion, but a little bit more outspoken. I spoil Wayne throughout the years. He's really right. So, ladies, be careful. It's not a bad thing, but a good thing when it comes to your spouse. They are spoiled. Wayne has a whole routine in the morning when he gets up. This is how spoiled he is. Wayne gets coffee, tea, vitamins.
All right now.
Water. Every day, Monday through Friday. He gets on the weekend, but Wayne is spoiled. That's how you spoil him, you know. He is really rotten, but I love him. He loves me, but I believe if something happened to me today, I don't know how he could make it.
Oh, Lord, can you?
I must say she's absolutely correct, but there's a few pointers I want to add to that, especially for the men. Now, she spoiled me, but I get in the kitchen with her.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wash the dishes with her. Yeah. I clean the house with her. Yeah. I even go shopping only for her.
Show you right, Wayne. Handle your business. Handle
it. Along with being a better you, those things regurgitate back to you. And if I can, I want to just take, if it's okay, I want to take one step back also to Reddit and Sterling, because some of your audience may be young married couples.
Right.
When Sandra and I first got married, as Sandra alluded to, we really didn't have a whole lot of money. I put her in a trailer, if you will, a mobile home, a trailer park, as they call it, back in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
All right now. You talking about my city now.
Your hometown. And Sandra, she really didn't care for it, although it was clean and people were breaking all of the trailer park homes except for ours. I don't know, maybe the Lord was already hovering over it at that given time. But not even being that smart, but I told Sandra, I said, I want you to understand this one thing. The word is called delayed gratification. To take your eyes off of what everybody else got. They got nice homes, nice cars, plenty of money. They looking good. I say, take your eyes off of them. And if you and I can work together as a team.
Right.
God will bless us in some point in time in our lives where I would be able to give you the desires of your heart.
That's good.
And she worked with me as a team.
Yes.
And we can truly say today, I believe she has all the basic desires of her heart. So for the young people, learn what it means, delayed gratification.
I guess I would say, too, that I said Wayne is spoiled. I personally don't think I am spoiled, but...
You're spoiled. Yes, you are. I'm going to help my brother out. I'm going to help my brother out, okay?
I don't have toys. Wayne has many toys. I don't ask for things. Wayne got motorcycles. He got the trucks. He got three cars. I just have one car, you know. And I don't ask for things. You know, I like shopping. I don't ask for diamonds and all that stuff. Let me clarify that. I did get one nice big diamond. We need to go back there. Let's back it up a little bit. Let's back that up. We're going to back up. When we first got married, I had a diamond that you could not hardly even see. I don't know what it was, a piece of a hair or whatever it was.
It was a starting point.
I don't know what it was, where he got it from, but that particular...
Fayetteville, North Carolina.
We're going to talk about rings just a little bit. We have to go back. So when Wayne got the ring, of course, you know, I'm young. I mean, I got a diamond. You can't tell me what I thought was a diamond. I guess you could see it. I don't know. But anyway, I took that ring and tried to clean it. I put it in some bleach and ammonia. Baby, the diamond fell out, and we still have the band today.
Oh, so. Wow.
Oh, yeah, it was a total violation, but I didn't know any better. I was young. So when we got ready to renew, I said, you need to buy me something I can see. So he ended up buying me a 2-carat Marquise.
Nice. Very nice.
We couldn't go back there.
That was 25 years later.
And this wedding, the first wedding was different because I was young. I couldn't tell you who arranged what. Someone had taken care of everything. But the 25th was so special to us.
Yeah.
We have a quarter, but me and Wayne was totally involved in this wedding. And so we were planning together as a couple. Because our goal was always to stay married because in our family, our marriage, as of today, is the only one that has lasted.
Wow.
And our family has so many divorces, but we are still here.
Excellent, excellent.
To God. So, yes, our anniversary is for the 42nd anniversary is coming up, but Wayne has to bring it again. So I even helped him to choose the ring because I don't want him to struggle when he go out there. So I am spoiled with a couple of things. So by the grace of God, I do have everything I want, but I don't have the toys. Wayne is spoiled. That's why I'm not. So I want to ask for a sea pool. See, that's cheap.
She loves, listen everybody, she loves seafood. She loves them crabs. I'm telling you, she can find them places and they can cook them crabs up, and she loves those crabs. Listen, you guys, I mean, you have just dropped so much. They've dropped so much, Sterling.
Yes, good information.
So much. I mean, it's inspiring to hear because, you know, like I said, when we met you guys, you were in Germany, and I looked at your marriage and I said, you know, that's the kind of marriage that I want. And I was ready to give up and, you know, but just by your example, and you all attract a lot of couples, young couples, and you've always been an example for Sterling and I and for young people that are around you of what, you know, marriage is supposed to look like, what it can look like, what it should look like. And I'm just thankful and grateful because, you know, I was even in a backslidden place in my life when I met Sandra and she invited me to church. And so we know it was God ordained. Here we are, 24, Jalen's, because when you guys left Germany, I was pregnant with Jalen. Here we are 24, almost 25 years later. Yeah, 25. This will be 25 years this year. 25 years later, our families have always stayed connected. You know, my kids call them Uncle Wayne, Aunt Sandra, and our families have just always been connected. And we still look to you guys as an example of what marriage, you know, is supposed to look like. And so, I mean, your story is just awesome. And wow, Sterling, anything you want to say?
Yes, I mean, just by me watching you guys, I like it's like not only do you you talk the talk, you walk the walk too, and you walk the walk to a point where it's like a perfect walk. It's not a run, it's not a rush. You just go about it at your own pace, and you know what you're doing, and you stick to that, and you stay in your groove. I like that. That's perfect.
And we appreciate that, and you guys exemplify some great marriage characteristics, and we appreciate having people like you all in our lives. Loretta, I heard you once was talking about the five love languages.
Yeah.
And to the audience, learn your spouse love language, because every time I get in trouble, only thing I have to do is go buy Sandra some crab, and it turned everything, it turned all the negatives into positives. And two things I'd like to just say also, Soretta and Sterling, and to your audience, I think, matter of fact, I truly believe what really keeps the glue between Sandra and I, and that's a God-centered life.
Absolutely.
And you all are very classic people. And as when you go to a hotel or whatever, you try to find a five-star or greater hotel or place to eat. And that's the way we should handle our spouses, in the same way. Everything should be from a five-star perspective. Even if it's just going, if you don't have the money, get some hot dogs, go out to the beach and fry them hot dogs on the grill and throw some rocks in the water and enjoy one another.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I don't do hot dogs.
Not any longer.
I'm bougie a little bit. So, I just want to let the audience know, our marriage is not perfect. We do have our ups and downs. Me and Wayne do have disagreements. I have my thoughts and he has his. So I don't want the audience to say, oh, they have a perfect marriage. This time they really got it going on. We don't. We do have the different, like I said, ups and downs. And the, what you call the millennial women these days that are married, they will never do things that I do right now. Us will get in this smile. No, get it yourself. That's what they would tell their husband, you know. But so we do, even amongst our children and their marriages, we try to live that light, so they can see what we're doing, how we act. So we try not to go to bed angry, but sometimes we do. So you know, the Bible tells us not to go to bed.
Right. Okay?
But we do. But in the morning, we try to get up and get that thing right. Because you got to say sorry. You got to move on. Because my goal was never to let the enemy come in my home and tear up my
come
home.
On. Say that again.
In this house.
I need you to say
and
that again.
We have in here. On time, my house get a little excited when our children come and they making a little noise. Other than that, there's peace in this house.
Yes.
We're not fussing out. We're not walking. Some couples are walking in their home. They walking in the hell. We're not walking in the hell. We're walking in the peace when we come in our house. So we can feel the peace of God in here. You can feel comfortable in here. You ain't no stress. We're not disrespecting one another in front of our children or whatever the case may be. So we're living a life, setting an example. Our goal is for them to be as married as long as we have been. So it, like as we say, it's God that has kept us together. There's many times the devil would have desired for us to be separate, but I'm not going to have it.
I love it.
That's what the Bible says.
That's what the Bible says. Wow. Listen, I'll tell you, the time goes so fast.
Yes, and it does.
It goes
real fast.
But you guys dropped so many. We loved hearing your love story. The 25 years later, and the path that you're on, you dropped so many nuggets, and we just want to tell you thank you. We hope our listeners got some nuggets and was taking notes and jotting things down. And I love what Sandra said. The devil ain't coming. That's what I tell them. That's what I tell the millennial women. Let me tell you something. I've been with this man for 27 years. I remember when we lived in government housing and we didn't have furniture. We had the government's furniture. Now we living good. We driving good. We eating good. If you think you're going to walk up in here, you mistaken, okay? It's not, it ain't going down like that, all right? But we want to thank you guys for being on the show. And as we head out today, Sterling, any last thoughts from you?
No, they brought it.
I mean, it's nothing to say after that, right?
Y'all brought it.
We need to bring them back for a part two.
For a part two.
A three and a four, maybe.
Yeah, anytime. I mean, you guys are powerful. You guys are a power couple. And I'll say that with passion. You are a power couple.
Amen.
And you have been a power couple in our life.
And as we always tell our listeners, you know, we're Christians and we base our marriage. Everything is Christ-centered. And so, you know, we just thank God. We thank God for Swain and Sandra. And, hey, thanks for tuning in to the show. make sure you hang out for a few minutes after the show to get some information about how you can connect with us on social media, Facebook, Instagram. And as we close out our show for today, the first edition of our Love podcast, we want to leave you with our marriage mantra. And it goes a little something like this. The more you put in your marriage,
the more you'll get out of your marriage.
Until next time, we'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to the Marriage and More podcast with Sterling and Soretta Smith. Follow Sterling and Soretta on Instagram and Facebook at Marriage and More with Sterling and Soretta.